Hello, and happy summer to all those out there in the Asymptote podcast listening world. This is Layla Benitez-James here wishing not only a happy, and what I hope is a cool summer for all, but an extra happy 30th issue to Asymptote Journal itself. While it's not exactly a birthday, this latest issue is a momentous number 30 since the journal's beginnings in January of 2011. So, coming soon, in part to celebrate National Translation Month and partly to celebrate this joyous new issue, in September we will interrupt our usual blog programming to celebrate by revisiting one issue every day for the month, beginning with the inaugural Winter 2011 issue and then working our way chronologically through the archive before finishing with the recently launched Summer 2018 issue. This little fiesta will be appropriately hashtag 30 issues, 30 days. Before September arrives, however, there is lots of time to enjoy this new summer edition, which houses 31 countries and offers up amazing work in 29 languages, including our first work from the Igbo in the return of our multilingual writing feature. Curated by our very own poetry editor, Aditi Machado, the 8 multilingual articles exemplify an exhilarating range of practices whose spirit even spills over into the poetry section, as Yuan's evocations of computer code feel more spiritually aligned with multilingual expression than strictly Korean poetry. But jump in and see for yourself. As our editor notes about this special issue, multilingualism can take us beyond language proper. It can migrate into other symbolic systems entirely. In honor of it being a multilingual issue, I decided to get a bit multilingual with our podcast as well and explore what it takes to create a truly multilingual space. I took the opportunity to get both really local and truly foreign for my own ears when an event in my adopted city of Alicante brought artists from around the world together to create and discuss art across languages and cultures. The last week in July, Alicante played host to, well, I'll let its founders tell you first in French and then in Spanish.
Voilà, c'est ça, la rencontre des artistes de la Casbah Alicante. En fait, cette année, la 4e édition. Tu peux traduire phrase par phrase.
Esta es la cuarta edición del encuentro de los artistas internacional de la Casbah en Alicante.
For English ears, this is the 4th edition of the Conference for International Artists of the Casbah in Alicante. In French, that was Nordine Taibé, a Moroccan artist who founded Los Artistas de la Casbah, and Natalia Molinos, following in Spanish, who began the conference with him 4 years ago. The Encuentro is a meeting of over 20 different artists from Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Oman, Iraq, Algeria, Colombia, Argentina, and Spain, among other countries. And the goal, in part, is to mix local Alicante artists, both new and established, with artists they would never have come into contact with otherwise, for reasons of geography as much as cultural and linguistic barriers. During the conferences, all the artists are painting and creating together in striking places throughout Alicante, such as the palm tree-lined esplanade with its undulating tile pattern, or the Gabriel Miró Plaza with its network of immense ficus tree trunks. In addition to seeing the sights, they spend their time crafting original works in each other's company and communicating through their own mutual interpreting, using French or English as bridge languages between the Arabic and Spanish when needed. All their work led up to Friday's event, an exhibition in a huge hall which formerly housed the city's bus station. Under the great vaulted ceiling, artists stood by their works, bookended by 2 huge murals which stretch all the way up to the ceilings and depict a representation of key elements of life in Alicante. I'm reminded of the towering murals of Diego Rivera, looking at the stern yet serene faces of these workers, fishermen, artisanal tile makers, cobblers, men in fields, a woman reclining in an orange grove, picking an orange as she breastfeeds a child in her arms. The old bus station is positioned above the Refugio, the underground network of bomb shelters used during the Civil War. And the modern bus station, only moved about a 15-minute walk towards the port, now sends buses off all over Spain, some further south along the coast, to ferries which take people back and forth to Morocco. It's a locale heavy with history and appropriate for such an event. As I walk around talking to artists about their work, one biography stands out in particular, as it describes the artist as an artivista, mixing artist and activist, and talks about not only breaking down racial and linguistic barriers, but the need for an active decolonization of all aspects of white, heterosexual, capitalistic constructs, and notes bringing so many people from different countries was the only way to really break things down across the board. His artwork mirrored this call for a more dynamic view of humanity.
Mi nombre es Manuel Antonio Velandia Mora. Bueno, mi obra hace parte de un proyecto más grande que es de fotografía y escultura que se llama La Cuadratura del Círculo. En la cuadratura siempre estoy jugando con imágenes de cuadros que se vuelven círculos o de círculos que se vuelven cuadros. En esta obra, que se fundamenta en el arte cinético, la idea es que la gente que la observa gire alrededor de la obra, viendo una pieza que es totalmente dinámica, dependiendo no solo el lado de donde la mires, sino el ángulo en que la mires, y la altura de los ojos frente a la obra, porque si miras de abajo, desde arriba, la obra cambia completamente.
He says, "My work makes up part of a larger project called The Squareness of the Circle. In this project, I'm always playing with images of squares which become circles, or with circles which become squares. In this work, which is based in kinetic art, the idea is that the viewers turn and move around the work, seeing a piece which is totally dynamic and depends not only on which side you look at, but on the angle at which you look and the height of your eyes in front of the work, because if you look from below or from above, the work changes completely." I asked him too about his identity and the importance of having an event like this in Alicante and in Spain in general.
Bueno, yo soy un refugiado político que vino a España luego de un atentado en contra de mi vida. Me lanzaron una granada. Y yo, durante toda mi formación universitaria, había querido hacer arte. Soy un descendiente indígena, como todos los colombianos, pero para mí es muy importante entender que estamos en una cultura hegemónica, que es blanca, que es heterosexual, que es patriarcal. Y entonces, dentro de mi discurso, yo reivindico la analidad como un hecho político.
Well, he says, "I'm a political refugee who came to Spain in an attempt to shake up my life, and throughout my university studies, I believed in making art. I'm a descendant of indigenous peoples, as all of us are from Colombia, and for me, it's very important to understand that we are in a hegemonic culture, which is white, which is heterosexual, which is patriarchal, and therefore, within my discourse, I reclaim queerness as a political act." Begun by the Moroccan association Los Artistas de la Casba, the event is now supported by the Town Hall of Alicante, as well as the Tourism Board, the University, the City's Modern Art Museum, and the Neighborhood Association of Benalúa, where many of the events take place, as well as other cultural institutions within Alicante. What the event has grown into belies its humble beginnings, which took shape when Nordine Taibé used Facebook to find an art gallery in Alicante for his exhibition.
Grâce à Natalia et Frix A, qu'on a pu organiser ces trois rencontres. La première rencontre, je l'ai fait par hasard, donc je n'ai pas coordonné avec personne, mais j'avais l'expérience parce qu'en fait, en parallèle, d'autres rencontres au Maroc et en France.
El primer encuentro se hizo un poco al azar y fue así como nos conocimos con el Frix Art Bar y conmigo, Natalia Molinos, y a partir de ese momento pues surgió una amistad que ha llevado a hacer estos cuatro encuentros. Pero de todas maneras, la primera vez que se hizo aquí, él ya tenía la experiencia de encuentros que lleva realizando hace mucho tiempo en Marruecos y también en París, en Francia.
They relay that the first conference happened a bit randomly. It was up to fate, the way we met, and the way we found Frix Art Bar and Natalia Molinos. But from that moment arose this friendship that has taken us through these four conferences. But in any event, it was that first meetup that we had here that gave me that same experience and feeling from gatherings that I had a long time ago in Morocco and in France. So, who he ended up contacting was Natalia Molinos of Frix Art Bar and Gallery, who was kind enough to act as interpreter, and who we will hear more from later. With a doctorate in art history, and as a curator and artist herself, Taibei could not have reached out to a better person in the city. When I first met Natalia a couple years ago, I was new to the city and floored by both her warmth and creativity. She's also a writer, and one of her short stories recently won an award in France. But what was nearly as impressive as her own talents and manner was the space she had created with her husband, Maxi Veloso. Stepping into Freaks for the first time, I was struck by how lovely and welcoming the patio was, with its traditional Spanish tiles running halfway up and along the walls and deep blue couches. That is, until I noticed a life-size alien head, as in Sigourney Weaver's alien, mounted on the wall. Entering the bar itself, there was a wonderfully strange mix of the traditional, normal espresso machine, wide array of loose-leaf teas, beer taps, a glass container full of snacks, with the strange, a larger, silver bust of an alien lunging out from the wall, and posters of old horror films, a product of Veloso's obsession and creative profession. He is also a scriptwriter and director. These posters sit between bookcases full of old classics and newer novels, along with flyers for different events and exhibitions hosted by the bar, which also serves as a cultural association. Around the corner, in the adjoining room, is a long gallery space, with a stage at one end for music and presentations, and one international dinner in particular where my visiting brother was able to present Louisiana Etouffee alongside dishes from Japan, Korea, and Venezuela. It is a place unlike any other I've ever been in, where each week the goal was to have a mix of international influences and languages. After the event, and in the relative calm of the Freaks Gallery, polyglot Natalia was kind enough to sit down with me and chat in English about how to create multilingual spaces and why this particular event came at a good time to remedy negative stereotypes that they were receiving in Spain about their neighbors to the south.
Thank you for sitting down to do an interview for Asymptote. First, I'd like to ask you, how did you get involved with this encuentro?
Thank you for asking me these questions. I think the first time we met because they found our place, Freaks Artois, in the Facebook. And they wanted a gallery to rent for a collective art presentation. And we didn't know really the group and what was going on with this. They didn't say to us really what's an encounter, only that they want to rent our place. But we realized they were a bunch of nice people, very different than what we think about the Arab people. This was like a big change of our minds, because at this time we were thinking it was a very difficult time with terrorism and things like this. And then they come, this bunch of crazy people, very fun, very outgoing, so different than the point of view that you have really about the Arab world. So it was so nice, and so people so creative. They do music, they do art, paintings, they do also writing, very creative people. So we kind of get in love with each other, and we start a relationship that comes to our day, and it has been deeper and deeper. And it was the first time they came to Alicante. It was so good that they want to repeat.
And do you think it's especially important for Alicante, but also for Spain, to have this kind of interaction? You know, Morocco is so close to Spain, and yet there is so much distance as well.
It's so strange, because we have like this hatred and love thing between the two countries. But we have a lot of history together also, and for each part with difficulties, because being here for many centuries, they weren't the best of all. And then the Spanish also conquer or colonize a lot of countries, between them Morocco, and it's kind of difficult relationship, but always with something that it's in common. We have a lot of things in common, like a lot of names, because Spanish names come from the Arab, a lot of words come from the Arab, also a lot of costumes, a lot of comidas.
Food.
A lot of things come from the Arab world, and most of it from Morocco, because it's true that the Arabs that came to the Peninsula Iberica weren't only from Morocco, were from the Arabic Peninsula. So there were different kind of Arabics that came here, but at the end we have the same roots. And this is interesting because I think deep inside us we have many things in common, but also we have changed our civilization. Now it's much more occidental, and if you go to the countries that I have the opportunity last 2 years to go there, I feel like our families here in Spain were much more alike. Now, as we are now, we have changed very much. Now we kind of have separate families. We are much into the couples. For us, it's more important love between the couple than the family right now. Before, it was much more the family. And when you go to, for example, Morocco, I don't really know the other countries that well, but in Morocco, still the family is the big issue.
And for example, today I heard so many languages in that space. There's Arabic and French and Spanish and English. Do you think that visual art has a special way of bridging the gap and making a multilingual space more possible?
Yesterday we were discussing something similar because we have a little lecture about art in Morocco. And they were talking about that, no? Because there is a big group of people in Morocco that don't want to be, colonized by the Occidental culture. But the young people wants to be part of the world. And this is really, we are talking about the globalization. And this is a phenomenon that is very difficult to stop. And I don't think really the art is the only thing that links us. It's really life, because for me, art is a representation of life. You do art because you are in a society, you are living in a moment, so the art is the result of the reality. And it's true that sometimes art is a little bit before the society, but still is in the society. It really is feeling the society. I think artists, what they do is feel before the others what is the way we are going to go. It's true that there are artists that think more metaphysical or philosophically about that, and the others are only doing decorative. But what is more than art, I think this kind of encounter is the thing, because you can do a painting in your house and this is not going to encounter nothing. The different thing is this. People that come, because they are not coming from Morocco only, they come from the Arabic countries, from Algeria, from Oman, Qatar, and you see the difference between the Arab world also, and how different are from the Moroccans, from the Arabian ones, so different, and for themselves also. And what is so good of this is that they are opening their minds to our culture, and we are opening our minds to theirs. It's true that art is the path to understanding each other much, much better.
And sitting in the art gallery of Freaks, I'm reminded about how many multilingual events you guys have here in the space. You have like the language exchange, and even on the art night, there are so many people that come to sit in the space and draw. And what do you think is most important to create multilingual spaces? Like not just art encounters and not just, for example, the reading group or the English lessons group. How do you create these spaces?
I think from the beginning we were very interested in the others. And also because we are not from Alicante, we are from outside. And sometimes you suffer to be an outsider. But you are always an outsider wherever you go, that is not your town, your village, whatever. I think, in a way, Maxi, that is my partner and my husband, and me, we feel kind of like this in our life, because we don't have these roots in a certain place. I can't say I go to my grandmother's house there, or it's the village that my grandparents have in this town or whatever. It's not like this. Though, I don't know, my roots are more spiritual than really physical. So whenever I meet people from outside, I want to know more about them. I want also to welcome them. And I think for Max it's the same, that we want to warm them. I don't know how to explain. And this is something that I don't think we have done in purpose. It's something that happens to us and happens to the people that comes here. It's like we feel together okay, and I think they feel welcome, and we are welcoming them. So I feel people that come here are always so interesting. They want to share things that are very alike to our things that we really like also, like cultural things or art things or movie things. We have like the same aims, and I think this is in a magical way, if you want, that happens here. I don't know really how, because we didn't advertise nothing or nothing. It's simply that like people come to us. Sometimes it's the name of the place, Freaks,
yes,
that attracts a lot of people like us, sometimes in a good way and sometimes not that good. But I think with this name, people know exactly which kind of place we are. And we have been always very interested to do everything in all the languages that we know, the countries. It's true that the Arabic world was a surprise for us also, because we never thought they would be interested in getting in touch with us. And in the beginning it was like a surprise, and we didn't know exactly what they wanted or what did they expect from us. But it was so smooth afterwards and so good that we are really, really happy with them. And afterwards I have been in Morocco. I have been deep in the relationship with some of these friends, and it has been so good. I really hope that we still be friends for a long time, that the relationship lasts all life. What I can say about the language, that it really, whenever you find people from other countries that they are nice, you want to learn much more about them and also about the language, because it's true that sometimes it's frustrating not to explain yourself well or not to understand them well. It's so frustrating. But also there are a lot of languages and you can know all of them, no? But it's so interesting because I think language is also a way of thinking. So it's interesting to try to learn a little at least, no?
And was that your inspiration for learning French and for learning English, or was that earlier on?
Okay, I have loved languages my whole life. But it's true that I have been raised in a multicultural territory or ambience. And whenever I was little, I was bilingual already in French and Spanish. Then I lost a lot of French. And the English came later, but it was really something that I liked from the minute one. And for myself, I would love to learn much more languages, but I find it is difficult already to learn one. Okay, so to learn more than two well is really difficult. Whenever I am in Morocco, I try to learn a little more. Moroccan is more easy than Arabic classic because it has a lot of French words and Spanish words. So sometimes you can understand more or less what they're saying. But I would love to learn much more. It's really very interesting to really talk with people and have everything, the technique that you need to learn everything about the other. But it's true also that sometimes, even in Spanish, that is my mother tongue, it's much more all the expression that you have to do when you talk. This is something that culturally also you have to learn, because not all the countries have the same expressions, physical reactions to the words. This makes you understand much more the other's culture, because you have to try to think the way they think.
So there you have it. It's very much an if you build it, they will come kind of mantra, but this advice is as simple as it is effective. If you want to create your own multilingual space wherever you live, try hosting an event with your friends and see who you might meet. If you need some extra framework for it, consider joining the Asymptote Book Club and host a reading event. Now, in its 8 months, our rigorously curated book club has been delighting subscribers with the best of world literature, with books delivered right to your doorstep. You might just meet someone from the book's country of origin. And bundled up along with each surprise is access to our exclusive members-only discussion space, where we facilitate Q&As with the translators. And if you are a translator yourself, remember that we here at Asymptote believe world literature can break down barriers between people and, in support of that, Close Approximations, our annual international translation contest, has been kicked off again. And to encourage early submissions, we're taking 15% off the entry fee if you submit by September 1st. And the final deadline is not until October 1st. I hope you'll help us cross more borders and knock down even more walls. As our summer issue reminds us, look for yourself in places you don't recognize. Happy reading until next time.